Sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today? It is Friday, June 14th, 2024. I am here because, you know, I got to get you ready for the weekend when it comes to basketball, all right? Now, got some things going on. We're going to talk WNBA mostly. And I'm going to squeeze in some NBA Finals action because this series could be over by the time the weekend is over. Just saying. Or could be over by the time the weekend gets started. Just saying. But I'm going to squeeze that in there for you. But today shouldn't be a very long show like it usually is. So we're going to go ahead and jump into it because, you know, we got to go around the hardwood. But first, before we go around the hardwood, thank you for anybody that's been following, you know. Follow us on X at Playmaker Stuff. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, The Playmakers Blog. And, of course, our YouTube channel, The Playmakers Blog Network. Subscribe. Get every show that we do. Especially our live shows, hit that notification tab. Thank you for the followers that we are generating and continue to generate. And those of you who've been with us from the start, I really appreciate it. Now, let's get to the heart, around the hardwood. And to begin around the hardwood, let's go to the college ranks where Virginia extends Coach Tony Bennett's contract through 2029-2030. Now, those of you who are new to Student Lifestyle, I get most of my articles from the ESPN website. So most of the articles, you'll see the ESPN writer's name so they can get credit for the article that I am using. So Jeff Basile writes in his article, Virginia's men's basketball coach Tony Bennett, who led the Cavaliers to a national championship in 2019, has signed a contract extension through the end of 2029-2030 season. The school announced on Thursday. And that year will be added automatically at the end of the deal if Bennett is still Virginia's coach around April 30th, 2026. So in essence, he could be coaching through 2031 if he's still a coach in 2 years. Tony Bennett says, quote, I love UVA. And it's always been a special place for me and my family. I am grateful for the opportunity to work with Carl Williams, who is the athletic director at Virginia University, and Jim Ryan, who is the university president at University of Virginia, and to represent the University of Virginia. My staff and I look forward to adapting to the new landscape of college athletics. We will continue to build one of the best basketball programs on and off the court, without compromising the values of our university. Go Hoos. So, congratulations to Tony Bennett getting the contract extension. He did get them to the national championship in 2019, the year after they became the first ever one seed to ever lose to a 16 seed. They had a bounce back year of going all the way. But that's not all we're getting from. That's not all the news on Tony Bennett, because standing in the men's college ranks, Auburn, Duke, Alabama, North Carolina highlight 2024 ACC SEC Challenge. Those games will be taking place on Tuesday, December 3rd, and Wednesday, December 4th. And I have highlighted some games for you for Tuesday. I'm looking forward to the post John Calipari Kentucky Wildcats era as they be checking a trip to Death Valley to take on the Clemson Tigers. That's going to be an interesting one. And speaking of John Calipari, on the same day, he'll be leading his new team, the Arkansas Razorbacks, down to Coral Gables to take on the Miami Hurricanes. So I'm looking forward to the new start of the John Calipari era down in Arkansas. That's Tuesday. Wednesday is loaded, as y'all can see. As you already know, Auburn going to Cameron Amador to take on the Blue Devils. That's gonna be a good one. How about Texas coming into the AC, coming to the SEC? They get to go to Raleigh, North Carolina, and take on a Wolfpack. You know, the Cinderella story of last season, of this past March Madness, as an 11 seed who had to run the table in the ACC tournament, winning all five games in 5 days to even get into the NCAA tournament and making a run all the way to the Final Four. Yeah, that team. Speaking of a team that ran to the Final Four, the Alabama Crimson Tide, they get to go to Chapel Hill to take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. Looking forward to that matchup. And then speaking of Tony Bennett, Virginia, they come down to Gainesville to take on the Florida Gators. Those are the games I'm looking forward to when it comes to the ACC-SEC Challenge. And remember, the first year was this past season, and it finished off in a tie, 7-7. So maybe this year we can see somebody win because we have more teams now. Because we got to add Cal in there, Stanford on the ACC side, even SMU. You got to also add Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC. So it's going to be fun. I think year two should be very interesting with all the new teams that involve in both conferences. So I like what I'm seeing. I'm looking forward to that. From the college ranks to the NBA, and Kristaps Porzingis is questionable for game four of the NBA Finals. I mean, the Celtics dealt themselves a pretty damn good hand right about now. As most of you know, unless you've been living on a rock, the Celtics are one win away from catching the NBA championship. They are up 3-0, and I'll get to that game four when we get towards the end of the show. The Lakers to interview J.J. Redick for a coaching job. Adrian Wojnarowski for ESPN says J.J. Redick will formally interview for the Los Angeles Lakers coaching job this weekend. And a strong performance is expected to move him to the forefront of the franchise search. Redick, an NBA analyst who played 15 years in the league, had a 90-plus minute visit with Lakers vice president and general manager Rob Pelinka last month at the Chicago Draft Combine. Now a trip to L.A. will go far deeper into details on the job, and the meetings will include Pelinka and owner Jeannie Buss. It says Pelinka and Redick had talked on the phone in recent days, and Redick understands and accepts Pelinka's lengthy pursuit of Connecticut's coach Dan Hurley, who said no to the Los Angeles Lakers after meeting with the Lakers and pondering over should he leave Connecticut and not go for a three-peat and then taking the Lakers job, but he chose to go for the three-peat. That Elysian star Redick Kennedy. The Lakers offered Hurley a 6-year, $70 million contract that he turned down Monday. So after J.J. Redick calls game four of the NBA Finals between the Celtics and the Mavs, he's going to fly out to L.A. this weekend and get a formal interview this time. And depending on how this formal interview goes, we will see if J.J. Redick will be the next head coach of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But here's the kicker here that's also in this article that I want y'all to know. As Pelinka did with Hurley, he still wants a teaching coach and staff who will prioritize the development of young players such as Max Christie, Austin Reeves, and Rui Hachimura, and can design a creative approach to feature Anthony Davis on both ends of the floor. It's going to be interesting to see how this works for the Lakers. You struck out on Dan Hurley. We will see how things go with J.J. Redick. But Lakers are kind of handcuffed right now based on salary, financial, and all that other good stuff. So we'll see how that goes. But good luck to J.J. Redick this weekend. I hope he's enjoying calling the NBA Finals, and we'll see if he gets the coaching job for the Los Angeles Lakers. From the NBA to the WNBA, and for Dereka Hamby signs extension with Sparks through 2025. The L.A. Sparks signed star forward Dereka Hamby to a contract extension through the 2025 season. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed by the team on Thursday. Hamby, at the age of 30, is a former WNBA champion, a two-time All-Star, and a two-time Sixth Woman of the Year. This season, she is averaging 20 points, 11.4 rebounds, 3.8 assists, and 1.6 steals in the 12 games that the Sparks have played this year. Hamby goes on and says, quote, I am grateful for finding a home in L.A. with an ownership group and organization that believes in me and has nothing but supporters since the day I got here. I look forward to continuing to build with my teammates and getting the Sparks back to the standard that has been historically set. Close quote. Shout out to the Rick and Abby. You deserved it. You owned it. You are leading the Sparks into a nice season right now. Still got a lot of work to do with the rookies of Cameron Burke and Wakita Jackson, you know, trying to get LA back to the known form of being one of them teams that you have to pay attention to when it comes to winning a WBA title. But nevertheless, you're sticking around. You can still help the young core build and understand what it means to be an LA Spark. So congratulations to you, Handy. You continue doing your thing. All right. And lastly, for those who don't know, the voting for the AT&T WNBA All-Star 2024 has started. It started yesterday at 2 p.m. and it will continue all the way up to June 29th. At 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So what it says is, it says the giving fans, players, and media the opportunity to vote for the All-Star. The 2024 AT&T WNBA All-Star already announced as a sellout at Footprint Center in Phoenix, home of the three-time WNBA champion Phoenix Mercury. We'll showcase the WNBA's biggest and brightest stars under one roof on Saturday, July 20th on ABC. With broadcasting time, game of tip-off around 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. That'll be 5:30 Pacific Time. The league's 20th All-Star Game event will feature the WNBA's top talent squaring off against one another in a clash between the All-Stars from the USA Basketball Women's National Team and the WNBA All-Stars voted in as part of a combination of fans, player, media, and coach voting. All active players on the WNBA roster can receive votes, baby, including those who are already on Team USA. Okay? Even though the squad of Team USA was already going to be participating, you can still vote for them as All-Star if they certainly deserve so, which is why I'm going to show you my votes. Day one, you can vote every day. It's like 16 days of voting. You can vote every single day. It's not just one thing. You can vote today, and then after 24 hours have passed, whenever the time you voted, you can do it again. Throughout the voting period, fans may submit one full ballot each day via WBA.com or the WBA app. Fans can vote up to 10 of the WNBA's top stars per day, 4 backcourt players and 6 frontcourt players, regardless of conference affiliation. All WNBA players currently on team roster will be available for selection. 3 2-for-1 days on the WNBA.com or the WNBA app will allow fans to have their votes counted twice on June 16th, this is in 2 days, June 22nd, and then June 27th. All 2-for-1 days will be designed from midnight to 11:59 p.m. on those days. So what you waiting on? Vote. Let it be known. For all my Caitlin Clark fans, this is your opportunity to vote for Caitlin Clark. You have a say in who gets an All-Star. So all the Caitlin Clark fans, get your vote in for Caitlin Clark. All the Angel Reese fans, get your vote in for Angel Reese. You know? It'll be nice to see the rookie class get a taste of top level action against Team USA, and they get a little understanding of what they can look forward to in 4 years. Okay, this is 4 years. And speaking of which, here's what I did. I voted yesterday, and here's what I got: Angel Reese. Let me go in order. Angel Wilson, who is the best player in the WNBA right now, can't knock her off for that. She is the best player. Even though she's on Team USA, she's getting my vote for All-Star because she is the biggest All-Star there is in today's WNBA. Nafisha Carr having a stellar season. Breanna Stewart speaks for herself. Rika Hamby, who has been the face of the LA Sparks this season, can't leave her off. Angel Reese, that is my little fan vote right there, Angel Reese. She's been playing well for Chicago. Okay, she's damn near averaging a double-double for the Chicago Sky. She's doing well. DeJuan Obama, who is leading the Connecticut Sun. There's another half that would say Alicia Thomas. You know, it's iffy on that one. So between Angel Reese, DeJuan Obama, and Alyssa Thomas, you can go either way. Okay. But like I said, this is one of like 16 votes I can do. Okay. I can vote again later on today because I think I did it around about 6-7 o'clock yesterday. So I got to wait till around that time to get my new vote in. So it can fluctuate. You can do whatever you want. You have 16 straight days to vote. For the guards, Arikia Gumarada, who I think is the biggest snub in this because she should have been on Team USA. But hey, since she ain't on Team USA, she definitely going to be an all-star. Kalia Copper, Sabrina Ionescu, and the gold mama and Joe Lloyd. So that's who I got. Now, would it be the same when I vote today? We shall see, because we had some things take place today, yesterday, and throughout the week, so I need to see and reevaluate and what I want to do. All right. But that's it for Around the Hardwood. All right, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, let's dive into the week that was in the WNBA from Monday until last night. We'll be back.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes ripped through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network proudly presents The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday morning beginning April 29th at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying, but this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe. Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out on this glorious Friday here. Let you know, Shooting Lights Out is sponsored by Fanatics, Paramount Plus, and Liz right now. Go ahead, get your sports gear, your hats, your beanies with lids. Get your jerseys, whatever you want with Fanatics, however the case may be, whatever you want. And for Liz, ladies and gentlemen, Liz is giving you free U.S. shipping on orders over $24. That is free U.S. shipping on orders over $24 with Liz using the promo code Liz24, L-I-D-S-2-4, all right? So take advantage of these deals. Take advantage of these moments of showing your fandom, okay? With Liz and Fanatic, and then with Paramount Plus, you can hit the link in our description, and you get a free trial. You know, catch you some great stuff with the NFL on CBS getting ready to come back in a couple of months. You have the March Madness coming up next year, and you have all types of other stuff coming. And I think the Super Bowl might be on CBS this year, so having Paramount Plus is good. You know, enjoy that. Get Paramount Plus. Get your free trial. Check it out. Do the thing you got to do. But yes, Shooting Lights Out, sponsored by Fanatics, Paramount Plus, and Liz. Now let's get back into it. Let's get into the week that was in the WNBA, going all the way back to Monday, June 10th, where the Indiana Fender was in Connecticut to take on the Connecticut Suns. And it's just another level up. You know, 89-72 win for the 10-1. Kinetic Sun, you know, give you some numbers here. Not good numbers with Gilly Fever, you know. Yeah, Lil Boston did give you 14, 12, and 5. You got 10 from Clark, you know. But outside of that, you weren't really doing much else, you know. Denisha Carrington, 22 points on the board, with 6 boards. You got 11 from Harris, 11 from DeWanna, from Breonna Jones. You got 17 from DeWanna Bomber. Even though Alicia Thompson only gave you 7 points, she did give you 7 downs and 18 boards. I'm just saying. It's just another step up. And I seen a lot of reports. Coastside did call her team out on effort because, you know, they did get beat to shreds. I mean, first quarter, you came out and got stumped by 11. And then from 11 point deficit in the first quarter, you walk in the halftime and you're down 20. You're just down 20. And then in the third quarter, you tried to do a little fight, but it wasn't enough. And you find yourself down 24 going into the fourth quarter. By then, the game was already well in hand. So Suns only scored 9 points in the fourth quarter, and yet they still beat you by 17. So that says a lot. And Kosai called the team out for lack of effort, which I don't blame her if that was the case. I mean, you did shoot 40% from the field, 37.5 on three-point range, but, you know, when you're going against the Connecticut Sun shoot 46% from the field and 47% from three, good luck. Good luck. That's good luck on the road. I'm just saying, good luck on the road. You're not beating that team, especially in Connecticut. This is not going to happen. But that was the long game on Monday. Let's go to Tuesday. Tuesday, we had a triple header. The Washington Misses were in the ATL to take on Dream. The Minnesota Lynx were in Vegas to take on the Champs. And the Sparks were in Seattle to take on the Storm. And I brought it up on Monday's show. What was it? No, Wednesday show. Congratulations to the Washington Mystics. They got their first dub on the season on Tuesday, beating the Dream 87-68. Man, what happened to the Atlanta Dream on that one? Brittany Skies came back and gave you 14 minutes before she re-injured her foot. Her left foot is that. They call it a different injury. It was the ankle the first time with where her missed 10 games. Now it's just a foot injury on the same left side. But she did give you 18 points in her 14 minutes. Aria Atkins also put in 18 points to help lead the way for the Mystic to get off the schneid, as most people would say. There are no more winless teams in the WNBA. And on the other side, the Atlanta Dream dropped to 500. Haley Jones, nothing. No points, no field goals. Made 3 assists, 2 rebounds. Ryan Howard, 16 points. Not bad. Tina Charles, 12 points and 9 boards. Cheyenne Parker Tyrus, only 4 points. It's not good. Kuma King would not like these numbers. Alicia Gray, only 9 points, but she did put 5 boards and 5 assists up. My good buddy Kuma King would not like these numbers. And the fact that you're the team that took the first L to the Washington Mystics definitely doesn't make him happy. But when you do, when you have games like this, this is what happens, okay? Look at you, the home team, and you shooting 35, almost 36% from the field and 35% from three-point range. You're finna lose, y'all. Whatever the case is, for some reason, the Dream is not having good shooting performances. And the Mystics on the road, 47, almost 48% from the field, 55% from three-point range. What the world? Oh, gosh. I want y'all to notice a theme here. Do you notice when the teams on the road are shooting close to 50, they in the high 40s, close to 50, and they shooting over 50% from the three-point range, they are winning these road games. You know that, right? If you've been paying attention, you see this, right? The road teams are shooting better on the road. I don't know why. And the home teams are shooting terrible. I don't know what's going on here, but man. And then look at the assists, 25-16 in the assist department. They almost plus 10 the Dream in the assist department. I mean, the ball movement was on point with Washington on Tuesday. So congratulations to the Washington Mystics. No longer winners. They got their first dub on the win. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is something going on here. Because the defending champs are 5-5 after taking a 14-point L to the Minnesota Lynx, who are now 9-3 after that big win on the road. The champs are getting beat. Asia Wilson, she's doing her thing. 28 points, 8 boards. You know, Jackie Young, 6 points. Kelsey Plum, 13. Kia Stokes, only 2. Alicia Clark, 6. I mean, all 5 starters for the Minnesota Lynx were in double figures. 15, 18, 14, 16, 15. And I don't think they're missing with somebody having 17. They would have had the whole flush. Or the whole straight, should I say. Jeez, when you have scoring like this on the road, you're gonna win, y'all. You're gonna win a lot of games in a game of basketball. Look at this. This is almost spread out evenly. LaFisha Carter, who is the leader of the Minnesota Lynx, had the lowest number at 14. She's the leader of the team. She's the face of the team. If you talk about the Minnesota Lynx, the first person that's going to come to your mind is LaFisha Cowley, who is part of Team USA, by the way. She scored the lowest at 14. You had Williams and Carrington at both at 15, McBride 16, and Smith at 18. You can't ask for a better team play, all-around team play, than this from your starters right here. For the champs, we got to figure something out because that's 3 in a row, if I'm not mistaken. The last time the Aces lost 3 straight was back in 2019. The last time they had 4 losses, I mean, last year, it took them to August to get a 4th loss. They already had 5. Man. Nevertheless, look at this. Minnesota Lynx shot 55% from the field. 55% from 3. When you shoot like this on the road, you're going to win games. This shooting display on the road is remarkable in the WNBA right now. We're going on the road, and we're putting the ball in the bucket on the road. I'm loving this. And then the chance, man, 45% from the field. I know that's good, but 32% from three-point range is not good because the other side is shooting 55% from the field and 3-point range. So whatever they're making on the inside, they're making on the outside as well. It's just like, well, damn, the hell's going on here? Whew. And I mean, the Aces, I rebounded them 35-28. Didn't matter. 34-19 in the assist department for the Lynx. That is remarkable. See the ball movement. You see how the Pumas disagreed, and let me show you again. Look at that. 34 assists by the Minnesota Lynx, because you know why? Look at the starters. Look at it. 15, 18, 14, 16, 15. Ball movement. Williams had 9 assists. McBride had 8 assists. Collier had 6. Smith had 3. Currington had 1. I mean, that by itself, if I'm doing math, which I'm good at, 9 and 8, that's 17. 17 and 6, that's what? 27 of the 34 assists came from the starters. Ball movement, finding the right play, making the right play, making the shots, always working for Minnesota. The champs has been having one. And then game 3 from Tuesday had the Storm just put it on the LA Sparks, defending home court 95-97. The gold mama Jewel Lord led the way with, well, I had 21 points, but she didn't lead the way in the Gecko Kumake. Led the way with 26-8. Skylar Diggins put in 19-5-6. And this Kia Nurse gave me a donut. I see 0 for 1, 0 for 1. No rebounds, no assists, no fouls, no points. She wanted to play for a minute because she got injured, if I'm remembering correctly. Hope she's okay. With Keita Jackson, 16 minutes, only 3 points. That's not good. That's not good with Keita Jackson. I know you're a rookie, but that's not, you can't have performances like this. You can't be giving me 16 minutes and only 3 points. That's just not gonna cut it. Cameron Britt, 19 minutes, 7 points, 4 boards, 1 assist. You can't be giving me that in 19 minutes, Cameron Britt. Can't be doing it. Erica Hamby, 16-11-5. Told you. She's trying, but the Storm is, I think the Storm has found their rhythm. They found their chemistry and they are taking off now. The Storm is taking off, so look out for the Storm. The Minnesota Lynx in the West as well. They doing their thing. Phoenix Mercury is making a move. So the Chimps got a lot of competition in that conference right about now. And then on the East is really New York and Connecticut right now. So, but that was Tuesday. Let's go to Wednesday. Wednesday, we had one game on the docket. Speaking of Connecticut Sun, they was in Saitama, took on Chicago Sky. 6-point win for the Connecticut Sun. They go to 11-1 with a 83-75 win. And Alicia Thomas led the way. 20 points, 7 boards, 4 assists. You know, you got Breonna Jones with 18. Darwin Obama gave you 16-8. Mm-hmm. The Connecticut Sun was on a mission, and they handed that mission. Angel Reese with 20 points and 10 boards to lead the Sky. This wasn't enough. Camilla Cardoso gave you 10-19. She almost had a double-double. McBride gave you 10 points as well. It just wasn't enough. I mean, they Chicago going to be fine. It's just you're going against a very superior team in the Connecticut Suns, okay? And the Connecticut Suns is going to show you, like, it's rough out here in these streets in the game of basketball. So that's why they are the only team that only has one loss. And everybody else has multiple losses, all right? I mean, Connecticut did not shoot well from 3, but they did good from the field with 45% from the field. Shot terrible from 3. They made their free throws 24 out of 28. I mean, you're talking about plus 11 in the free throw department. That's gonna win you some games like that. When you can get to the line 13 more times than the opponent, and you can make 11 more of them, that's gonna get you some wins. So shout out to the Sun. And then last night we had a triple header. We had the Atlanta Dream coming off that loss to the Mystic, taking on the Indiana Fever. The Storm taking on the Dallas Wings, and then the Chimps in the Desert to take on the Mercury. The Dream trying to bounce back, but they took an L to the Indiana Fever because Aaliyah Boston tied her career high with 27 points. She also added 13 boards to lead the way. Kelsey Milton with 24 points to help out. Kayla Clark only 7 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. She also had 7 turnovers, but hey. They got the dub, all right? They got the dub, and that's what matters at the end, okay? Ryan Howard, 26 points. She tried everything, but they couldn't do it. Alicia Gray, only 12 points in 34 minutes. That's not going to cut it. Ellie Jones, she got the 10 points with 3 assists and 3 boards. But I think you're going to need more from her. Tina Charles didn't help out. Coffee got in the starting lineup over Parker Tyrus. I think that was a coaching move right there, trying to figure something out. Because now you went from being above 500 to now below 500 in a two-game span, just like that. While the Indiana Fever got their fourth win of the season, congratulations to them. Maybe you got something. When the Leah Boston cooks, good things happen. Not to say that when Caitlin Clark cooks, good things don't happen as well, but you see, Aaliyah Boston got the cook, and they got you a dub, okay? Now, if we can find a way to get Aaliyah Boston and Caitlin Clark both cooking at the same time, then Indiana will have a field day of having a great, fun time and having their team win a lot of games. But Coach Si hasn't found a way to have, both of her star players in Aaliyah Boston and Caitlin Clark cooking at the same time. Right? But we need to figure that out. So in steam statistics here, I'm not going to go through those like that. You know, pretty similar, 42% for the Dream, 44.5% for the Fever, and the three-point apartment, 37.5% for the Dream, 34.5% for the Fever, you know, pretty similar numbers, but hey, Indiana got bigger. From Indiana, let's head down to Dallas, Texas, because the Dallas Wings hosted the Seattle Storm, and the Storm took home an 8-point victory. Skylar Diggins-Smith led the way with 21 points with 6 dimes. He got a double-double from Megan Brown. 17 and 6 from Oguma K. 19 from the Gold Mamba with 6 dimes. Arike Gumarale, 24, 6 and 5. You did get 19 and 10 from McCown. Citrus did give you 16. Billings gave you 10 and 7. Is this, I believe, that the Seattle Storm has found their chemistry now. And they are starting to put it together. That's why they are sitting at 9-4 on the season. The Dallas Wings, unfortunately, 3-8. I don't know. Maybe when Sabali returns for them, they can start picking it up. But I think they're struggling with that. I think that might be the thing. They don't have Sabali, and it's been rough on them. I mean, 52% on the road. Can't ask for better more if you're the Storm. Game 3. Man, what a battle. Down in Phoenix between the defending champs, the Las Vegas Aces, and the Phoenix Mercury. What a battle. I enjoy watching this game, okay? Phoenix jumped out early. You had a 16-point lead after one. And then Jackie Young woke up in the second quarter and helped the champs dropped 42 in the second quarter. Good gracious. Jackie Young sparked the hell out of the Las Vegas Aces last night. It was a joy to see. Jackie Young led the way. We talking what? 34 points from Jackie Young with 8 rebounds and 4 assists. And also, AJ Wilson, who is the best player in the WNBA, 32 points and 15 boards. Okay. Kelsey Plum gave you 16 and 5. She gave you what she could. But Jackie Young led that team. Okay, we know AJ Wilson is the best player, but for yesterday, if it weren't for Jackie Young, my goodness, the Champs would have had a 4-game losing streak. Instead, they snapped a 3-game losing streak and beat the Phoenix Mercury. Okay. Brittany Grimes, 25-9. Diana Taurasi, 22. You know, you got 18 from Copper. Not a very good shooting performance from Kalia Copper, but those things happen. 6 for 16 from the field, 1 for 6 from 3. Those days happen. But, man, Jackie Young was on one last night, man. She was on one. She did get away with offensive foul. I still believe in that. She got away with offensive foul, but I'm not going to hop too much on it. She got away with offensive foul, but it's all good. Jackie Young, the player of the game last night. I'm just going to say that. Jackie Young, one for Jackie Young, the Aces would have lost both straight, okay? And then they do team statistics right here just to show you that real quickly. But, yeah, Jackie Young, the hero last night for the Aces, all right? So that would do it for the recap of the week in the WNBA. We're going to take our final break, and then when we come back, we will get you ready for the weekend.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cowboys Talk.
The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved. Let me say that one more time, because you know it's true. The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved.
Dak Prescott is overrated and he shouldn't be paid, okay? And the same thing with Pollard. I mean, Pollard breaking the tackles at that 57-yard touchdown run. I mean, we needed that big time.
33 points in the fourth quarter. Let me say that again. 33 points in the fourth quarter. And that's off of 4 turnovers committed by the Colts. See, at one point, and the fact that at the end of the third quarter, it was 21-19, and the final score was 54-19. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that is completely unexpected.
Cowboys Talk is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Oh, yes. The tradition, the pageantry, the spectacle, the history. The slut. Wait. I gotta rep my brother's stuff right. All my DMV soldiers, stand up! And welcome to the Commander's Gridiron Report. You want your commanders to be repped right? Well, D. Willie is your man. Commander's Gridiron Report. Every Monday at 3.05 p.m. Eastern, 2.05 p.m. Central. Exclusively on the Sertoba Media YouTube channel. Music by J. Cool.
Where my soldiers, right side, right side. Commanders. Where my soldiers, left side, left side. Commanders.
Sports fans are gearing up. Whether it be for the madness of March, whether it be for the Super Bowl, or even a little thing called WrestleMania. You can get all that at Fanatics, where they have a wide selection of gear from every league, including the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, the NCAA, and the WWE. So go on and show that pride, that passion, that dedication fan that you are by whipping your team, your league, all your favorite players. Fanatics, official license, every day.
In a world where chronicles of the past are brought to the streams, whether the content is relatable or completely beyond your realm of life, there is no shadow of a doubt that this show is absolutely full of shenanigans. Get ready for
D. Willie in the Evening
this Sunday at 10.05 p.m. Eastern.
Exclusively on Sertoba Media, where the struggle is real to be awesome. This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast, live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shining Lights Out. This is to let you know Shining Lights Out is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you can find your podcast at. So whatever you listen to your podcast at, find Shooting Lights Out on there. Go ahead and subscribe, follow it, and keep up to date with all we got to do. And also, shout out to 502 Angel Radio up in Indianapolis, because we are on that radio station, and the Real Wise Radio. We are also on that radio station as well, okay? So there's no excuse to not listen to Shooting Lights Out, because you can be listened to in all different types of ways, all right? You have the YouTube channel, the Playmakers Club, the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel. You have Spotify, you have Apple Podcasts, you have Amazon Music, you have iHeartRadio, and whatever else platform you have to listen to podcasts. And then we own two radio stations, the Real Rise Radio Station, and we are on 502 American Angels. So now, before I get out of here and let you enjoy your weekend, and before I get started, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. With Father's Day weekend is here, being on Sunday, give a big shout out to all the fathers out there, you know, who are doing their thing, stepping up, taking care of their kids in the best form they can. Want to give you a shout out to them. Now, let's go ahead and get you ready for the weekend. Beginning tonight in the WNBA, we have two games, both on Island Television, both at 7:30. Beginning with the Washington Misses back at home in D.C. to take on the Chicago Sky. Can the Misses get their second win? Or can Angel Reese, Carmelo Cardoso, and the Sky come to regroup after taking the L to the Connecticut Sun and get back on track? Also at 7:30 in the Twin Cities, the Minnesota Lynx look to get their 10th win of the season when the L.A. Sparks come rolling into town. And good luck to the L.A. Sparks. But I like how Minnesota's been playing basketball this year. So number 10 looks to be in hand as of right now. But that's why they play the game. Tomorrow, game of the weekend tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get to that, 1 p.m. on CBS, the Connecticut Sun, they are in Dallas to take on the Dallas Wings. And then after that, it's the game of the weekend. It is the WNBA Finals rematch, ladies and gentlemen. 3:30 p.m. out in Las Vegas, Nevada, as the defending champ Aces coming off their first win after losing three straight, look to continue to roll against a team that has given them problems last year and the team that they beat in the WNBA Finals last year, the New York Liberty, 11-2 on the season. That game is at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ABC, and I will be home to watch that game. I would love for my Liberty to do what they did last year when we became the first team to beat the Las Vegas Aces in their own building. Now, even though they already took L's in their own building and they are 6-5 right now, I would love for us to go in there and beat them again. All right. I will look forward to that. But the game of the weekend is in Vegas when the Liberty and Aces do battle. All right. And then Sunday on Father's Day, ladies and gentlemen, we got three games on Father's Day beginning at noon on CBS. Round two between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Now, Caitlin Clark and if he won game one. That game was in Indiana, by the way. Game two is Sunday at noon Eastern. That game is also in Indiana. Looking forward to that one. Then once you get done with that, you have two games, both at 3 p.m. One game is on ESPN3 or ESPN app or whatever the case may be. Where the LA Sparks head down to the ATL to take on the Atlanta Dream. And then also at 3 p.m. on ABC, Skylar Diggins-Smith going against her former team in the Phoenix Mercury down in Phoenix. The new look Storm versus our regenerated Phoenix Mercury team. That's going to be a game to watch. So this weekend, you have tremendous WNBA games to watch. You have the WNBA Finals rematch between the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces on Saturday. You have Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark round two in the WNBA on Sunday afternoon. And then later after that game, you have the Storm and the Mercury going at it, the return of Skylar Diggins-Smith to the Phoenix area. Whew, it's going to be good things. But before I get out of here, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, a champion could be crowned tonight. It is game four of the NBA Finals as the Boston Celtics can sweep the NBA Finals and capture that 18 banner, breaking the tie with the Los Angeles Lakers for the most titles in the NBA. But how does Luka Doncic take all the scrutiny that he has gotten out the game three, which is very deserving, by the way? Not to say it's not deserving. It's very deserving, by the way. But how does Luka respond to all the criticism that he was getting since game three? Kyrie has shown up, but it wasn't enough in game three. Can the Dallas Mavericks send this series back to Boston on Monday? Nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, whether it ends tonight or there's a game 5 Monday, I will talk about what took place in Dallas for games 3 and 4. And if there is a game 5, I will preview game 5 on Monday. What I have coming with me, I don't know. I will think about it. I will see if I want to have some company with me or do I want to go solo. I will think about it. But just know, no matter what, I'm talking NBA on Monday and I'm talking WNBA Monday too. I'm talking both on Monday. So Monday might be a little lengthier show than today. But then, other than that, we will see a champion will be crowned. So that is it. That is to get you ready for the weekend. There's some good basketball for you to watch tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So look forward to that. Also, by the way, shout out to the Florida Panthers from the NHL. They are one win away from bringing the Stanley Cup back to the state of Florida. We'll see if they can do that on Sunday as well. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, once again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there for this coming weekend. To enjoy your Father's Day weekend, all right? And yet again, subscribe, like, and share no matter what. If you on our YouTube channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and hit that notification button for every time we go live on our YouTube channel. That is the Playmakers Blog YouTube channel, Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel, should I say. Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel. And those of you who want to catch the, who want to listen to the audio version, whatever you find your podcast is at, you can find Shooting the Lights Out, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. For the Playmaker, I am signing off. I will see y'all on Monday.
You've done great, but you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You got to keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.